Sing a song for love. Sing a song for depressed angels calling from above.
Thank you.
paper, pretending he could see. But he couldn't read without his glasses on. How can all these people afford so many things? Distant thought. Then he turned and he said to that young girl, a little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place with all without. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to sing some songs for you tonight about a little town called Greendale. There's a family living there, the Green family. And that's Earl Green. He's a Vietnam veteran. He returned to Greendale in 1968 and was kind of shell-shocked, and he stayed home for a week or so and didn't want to go out. And then he finally went out and went to a bar. Saw this beautiful woman dancing. It was the first girl he'd seen dancing in about a year and a half like that. He fell in love with her and he married her. Her name was Edith. And they settled down. They had a little girl named Sun Green. Sun Green, she's not here right now. She's home doing her homework. She's working on a book report. It's on Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green.
Thank you.
Greendale's a tourist town. Funny place for him to be, or her to be, it to be, whatever it is. Anyway, the devil's been living there since 1911. I think he probably likes some of the people that go there. I never really figured it out. But this song's not about that anyway, so it doesn't matter. Thank God for that. The more you talk about the devil, the more he comes around, so I think we ought to forget the whole thing. But anyway, I'm just glad to be here. And Greendale has a little harbor, and there's a dock there. It's an old dock. It's falling down. It's condemned. It's a piece of crap. It's going away. It's going. But it looks really good. It looks real good. There's a new one that they built. It's perfect. It's made out of cement and has plastic things around the moorings there, so nothing wears out. It's perfect.
Powder finger!
And you're going to wait a long time for that. But it might happen. Anyway, like I was saying, yeah. Captain Green this morning is spending some time with his young crew. He has teenagers working for him. It's a good idea. I don't know if you ever tried it, but they're cheap. They do good work. Anyway, he's got a couple of them working for him. He's trying to explain to them why they should never go into Greendale. There's a curse on the town. It's a miserable place. Just go to the hardware store. Get what I told you to get and come back. So they're, you know, they're going in there, but they know they're going to the bar. There's a place called John Lee's where there's the band playing. But they know they're gonna go get lucky. So, now you've heard all you have to know about them. That's even more than I need to know.
When the red light shines,
the streets of hate, where the devil got me. Who knows what he ate? It's a simple thing. I'm trying to stay afloat. The captain said, without his boat, some things are getting better, other things are a little worse. It's a situation much like a curse. There's a garden growing and a million weeds, with no way of knowing who has done which deed. The devil's sidewalk, it's the devil's door.
Freedom.
I try to avoid it.
Freedom.
Said the captain on the shore.
Freedom.
There's a garden growing.
Freedom.
And half a million weeds.
Freedom.
There's no way of knowing.
Freedom.
Who's done which? An honest tale, said the helmsman to the mate, about a woman delicious in a matter of faith. You got to be free. John Lennon said that. And I believe in love. And I believe in action. When push comes to shove. Who cares what you believe? Said the captain of man. If you stood in my shoes, your eyes would be bleeding. So my fair damsel, won't you take your leave? Where the big red ferns, just bows and blows. Where the big heart beats, where the big wheel rolls. We'll be right back.
outside of town under a little sign. I'm standing, what does it mean? Oh. Go Canucks! Okay. Outside of town, there's a little sign I was saying there. It says, leaving Greendale. Actually, it says, leaving Greendale. Well, it's perfect English. And it's put up by the Chamber of Commerce. It's after some pretty good long meetings, deciding on color, size, and shape. The sign is put up right at the city limits, town limits, I guess. Leaving Greendale, population 22,000 something. And a beautiful little sign, but you can't see it anymore. And like a lot of things in Greendale, it's not quite right. And a big billboard has been put up right in front of it by a giant media conglomerate. It's kind of got us surrounded right here, actually. And we put up this little sign. Says,
yeah, right.
I think you know the sign, you've heard about it.
It's from George W.
And Officer Carmichael has found a use for the sign. Parks his cruiser under the sign. His quota has been easy to make since the sign went up, because he hides behind it and he gets people speeding all the time. Officer Carmichael. Kick you out because you're too loud? We might have to leave too. Okay, well, don't kick them out. They're not too loud, okay? They're okay. They're not bothering you, are they? Okay, good. That's settled. Thank you. I always love the way Canada works. People speak and things happen. You know what I mean? I gotta turn that off. Is my mic on? Okay. It's a song about Officer Carmichael. It gets loud, but it's not always loud. Officer Carmichael, he was a good cop. And when Jed Green shot him by the side of the road, I'm sitting in there. It was a shockwave going through the whole town. No one could believe that he did that. Because Carmichael was a good man. He was the kind of cop that used to hang out around the schoolyards, you know, in his cruiser watching for the kids, because there's some strange things going on. People around, you know, hanging out. Bad things that happen to kids in other cities, in other towns. It's a pretty scary time. Carmichael understood that. So he was a favorite among all the housewives. The mothers loved him. And when they had their little events and everything, he helped park cars and directed traffic. Everybody knew his name. But he had a few secrets of his own.
Close. He had no living relatives.
acceptance, but his wife, who never showed. She just couldn't face the man. They all understood. They got in their cars and drove home as directly as they could. next little tune here is for Earl Green. It's for Son Green's dad. I told you he was a Vietnam vet. Met his wife Edith when he came home, first time he went out. He became a painter. And he painted psychedelic pictures. He painted a lot of them. He painted all day long. As a matter of fact, his painting was the only thing that really kept him straight, because he had so many memories of being in the war and the things that he did, the things that he saw. And he couldn't sleep that well, so he painted a lot. And Son would go and see him every day after she did her chores. She'd look in the studio and see him sitting there painting. She thought her dad was the best painter in the world, like Picasso or something. And she knew that if she looked at the paintings long enough, she started to hear voices, people talking. And sometimes the paintings were scary, and she could hear explosions and gunshots and people screaming. Other times it was soft voices. She was sure her dad was a genius. But Earl could never sell a painting. Tried for years and took them to all the galleries. They just looked like a bunch of hippie crap to most of them, you know, and just a bunch of psychedelic stuff he couldn't see. Couldn't make anything out of it, so nobody'd want to buy it. So anyway, one day Earl was feeling pretty depressed because he had to use Grandpa's money to support the family, and it was getting to him. And he was out trying to sell some paintings, and he got a little far away and decided he'd stay in a motel for a while, check out a few things, maybe get on the internet, try to sell his paintings on eBay or something.
That's Bandit, Leo.
Songs for Earl Green. Turning the pages in this old book feels familiar. Yourself taking a drag. What does it matter, the things you say? Who are you kidding? They'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Those lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now, not give it hell. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find didn't bet on the Dodgers to beat the Giants, and David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Geez, half the money's gone. A month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? You gotta trust someone. Trust someone. Go to your brother, because that money's all gone. Can't go to your friends. someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Grandpa used to like those, just like Elvis. Grandma just loved making them for him because he looked so happy sitting there. She put down the paper and the biscuits and he'd just start eating and having a good time. It was beautiful. They'd been together for so many years. Actually, even though Grandma was Grandpa's second wife, still was a lot of years. You don't want to know what happened. Anyway, he was having a biscuit, okay? Let's just leave it at that. All of a sudden, the whole place started shaking and Grandma's china started rattling. And they were sure it was an earthquake. But it wasn't. It was now a helicopter. It was right outside the window hovering there. And it was this cameraman hanging out of the window, shooting through the window at Grandma and Grandpa having breakfast. And then he looked around, he saw all these media people with cameras and, you know, wearing their matching outfits and everything. And, so Grandma and Grandpa took off and went in the garage and used the infrared controller ultimately right up there. Grandma drove, she drove like hell too, she drove really fast. She drove to the double E, she took Grandpa up there, get away from these people. And they were pretty sure they lost them. Grandpa was feeling good about halfway there. I want to see Sun today, she's so beautiful. We're so proud of her.
Thank you.
she pushed the letter in. Jed took it up and he read it, but he couldn't hide a grin. Outside the jail window, a frog flew across the sky. Helicopter flew by. Say hi to Earl and Edith. Tell them I'm doing fine. Tell them it's time for you to leave home now, son. And they ought to cut the line. Let Grandma come and see me. I got a new song to sing. Thank you.
Here's the grandpa here. Guinness. Grandpa's favorite beer. Thank you. a megaphone.
This cracks into the highest floor.
Suits pouring out of elevators.
They're all funny.
Phone hands began to speak.
And here comes many of them.
The security couldn't get her down. She was welded to the eagle's beak.
there's much work to be done.
Thank you.
this world. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
the band came, the old country lies to me. Well, I loved and I lost and I cried. The window, the moon shines on the roofs of the barns. Well, I knocked down tequila and soft, oh, oh. And the band plays the old country waltz.
break you down.
Thank you.
me strength and set me free. Let me feel the magic.